Political ads already have to tell viewers who paid for them, although the mention is usually brief. Democratic Representative Penny Bernard-Shaber would make sure that information is up on the screen for much longer.
My bill can't change the fact that people can do ads, but it can change the format. It can change the format for notification of who pays.
Specifically, it would force groups to display their name and phone number or website during the entirety of an ad. Commercial radio ads would be required to read that information aloud at the start and finish of each political commercial. Bernard Shaber's plan would not require ads to disclose their donors, so people might still be left wondering who's funding groups with names that are often both innocent-sounding and vague. She said she looked into authoring a bill that requires that level of disclosure from donors, but decided it could be difficult to make it constitutional.
And so I was trying to find something that could be done that would let the public know right away, at least, that the ad is not from a candidate, and where to get a hold of the group that's out there through a phone number or a website.
Bernard Shaber says she's not sure this plan would change the nature of campaigns, but she says it would give the public at least a shot at knowing who's behind the ads and how to contact them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.